This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Cynthia Rogers. How are you doing this afternoon, woman of God?
I'm doing okay.
Amen. And I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to go right into the word of the Lord. Thank you so much for sowing your $88 seed in the 88 days of breakthrough and breaking generational curses for the miracles and the harvest. God bless you, woman of God. Father God, we thank you for Sister Cynthia. Father God, we do thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Father God, we do thank you for your increase. We thank you for your favor. Father God, we thank you for multiplication and increase in the home and in the family. Father God, bless Sister Cynthia in a special way in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sister Cynthia, I hear Father God saying this is the season of restoration. Father God says what you've been praying for is praying for you. Father God said to tell you that delay does not mean denial. Father God says this is the season where you're coming face to face with some of your fears. And Father God says he wants you to begin to deal with these areas of fears and things of that nature. I do hear Father God says trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. Now, Father God is speaking to me. Is your biological father alive?
No.
Okay, how long ago did he pass on, of God?
Last year.
Okay. Had he been ill, woman of God?
Yes.
Okay. What was your relationship with your father, woman of God?
I mean, we had a relationship, but we weren't really close. I mean, I still was kind of close, but, you know, he was kind of like, you know, I don't know, he raised me.
Okay, and this was with your mom and your dad?
My dad and my mom were separate.
Okay, but your dad raised you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know what this is, but I just hear Father God saying he's mending some things concerning the past, concerning your upbringing, concerning your mom, your dad, and things of that nature. Because Father God said that as these things are mended, there's some things that's coming into a focus concerning relationship and partnership. I hear Father God saying greater should be your latter years than your former years concerning these areas. And Father God says, fear not. Father God says, fear not, but there's some things that God is going to begin to address, even emotional and social, psychological. And Father God says, don't worry in this season. Sometimes you may feel like things are becoming overwhelming and or anxiety may set in, but Father God says not so. Father God says you're not losing your mind, but you are getting the mind of Christ, for there's a prophetic anointing upon thee that is going to be developed in due season. So, woman of God, God just says don't make any hasty decisions in this season. Father God wants to let you know that there's a great grace and favor upon your life. God says healing to thy body, thy mind, and thy household in this season. And Father God says he's even restoring some things financially. I don't know what's going on in your financial accounts in this season. Father God says he's restoring some things, and there's going to be a blessing. So Father God says this is the season to get the medical physical. I see some things being addressed in your bloodstream, even some things being addressed in the areas of the female organs. Father God says he's strengthening some things. And I also just hear Father God saying, nutritional healing. I don't know if you have a nutritional counselor or a naturopathic doctor that you attend, yet I hear Father God says some things that you're dealing with can be done and healed through a nutritionist and with nutrition. God says eat properly, get enough rest, and make sure you're exercising in this season and you're not burning the candle at both ends. I do hear Father God says favor concerning residents as well as favor concerning the vehicle. I don't know what's going on with your vehicle, yet I do hear Father God saying there's favor concerning the upgrade, and that's the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
God bless you, woman of God. Has the word of the Lord ministered to you today?
Yes.
Amen. Well, God bless you, woman of God. Have a wonderful, blessed day and an awesome weekend.
Okay. Thank
God
you.
God bless you, woman of God. You are welcome.
This call has been recorded.